Jim Clemens, Eric Edelman, Mike Wilkening here on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. We now welcome in a special guest to the program, Barry Trammell, columnist for the Oklahoma newspaper in Oklahoma City. The Seattle Sonics are no more, and the NBA has finally arrived for the long term in Oklahoma. Barry, what is the local reaction to the Sonics' relocation? Are people surprised that the court case with the city of Seattle ended with Seattle's surrender?
No, not really. I mean, we had speculated that a settlement seemed to be the best course for all concerned. So, now I think maybe the midnight hour, you know, it came, the settlement was reached an hour or two before the judge was going to announce her decision. So, I mean, I think most people woke up that Wednesday morning believing they were going to just get on the website and find out the results. But I think after the court case started, it became apparent that this was not a slam dunk for Seattle, that a lot of us thought that the Sonics made a pretty good case and that there was a pretty good chance that they might win that that court case. So a settlement or by court case, either one, growing confidence that the Sonics were going to be here next season.
Jim, you spent considerable time in Oklahoma City when the Hornets relocated there for a time after Hurricane Katrina. What were your impressions of the community, and how will it embrace professional basketball for the long term?
Well, I was very impressed with the basketball mentality and the eagerness for the people, and not only the people of Oklahoma City, but the residents of the entire state, the way they embraced us and took us in as we searched for a home that season. And I tell you, it's fertile ground, and I think that they're going to do wonderfully. Since how the people in Oklahoma City know that this is their basketball team, and they're there to stay, and I think it's going to be an outstanding franchise.
Here's a story Jim might remember from the first exhibition game at the Ford Center that year. The Hornets came. They weren't part of the season ticket package. And 14,000 people came to the game and acted like it was, you know, an Elite Eight game to get to the Final Four, just going nuts and everything. And George Shinn, at one point in the game, said to somebody, and he related to the media, he said, "Now they realize, don't they, that this game doesn't count."
Well, Barry, let me play devil's advocate for a second, because you know, I'm looking on the outside and I see the situation and I hear the excitement that you're talking about and Jim's talking about that the Oklahoma people have shown to professional basketball there. But correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's like the 45th TV market or something like that. You know, we saw a similar situation with the Memphis Grizzlies years back when they got a team. What happens when this team struggles? Do you think the support will be there? You know, will the people still show up and come to games? I know you were talking about an exhibition game there before and how popular it was. Just give me an idea of what might happen if the Sonics are bad for a couple years, or excuse me, the Oklahoma team is bad now for a couple years in a row.
Well, I mean, I think it won't be an issue the first several years. Now, after 3 or 4 or 5 years, I think then success does become an issue. What's interesting to me is that the single market franchises in the NBA have largely been successful on the court.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio, of course, is the Exhibit A, but also Utah has a phenomenal stretch of success. Sacramento struggled for many years, but for the last 10, 12, 14 years has been a very solid competitive franchise. Orlando has been mostly pretty good. Memphis is the huge exception. So if you're going to be Memphis bad, then you're going to have trouble. So I don't recommend that for anybody. But as long as they're competitive, I mean, I don't think Oklahoma City is going to hold this team to a San Antonio standard. As long as they're competitive, as long as the playoffs are achieved on a semi-regular basis, I don't think they're going to have any trouble selling this team to Oklahoma.
Barry, in the last minute or so here, what do you expect from this team this year? In kind of watching them this year, certainly they had their moments where you know, they could score at will. You know, Kevin Durant obviously can score at a professional level already. You add Westbrook, the exciting young point guard, to the mix. What's your expectation in terms of style of play and results on the court?
Well, we actually got a little bit spoiled because Jim knows this. When the Hornets came here, they had won 18 games the year before. and we were thinking anything over 20 was going to be a huge bonus. Well, Chris Paul transformed the team, and they were competitive, and in the playoff hunt down to the last week, ended up with, I think, 36 wins that first year, 38 the second year. A very exciting team to watch. I don't think the Sonics can make a jump like that. I mean, I think they've got a chance. Memphis will probably keep them from being the worst team in the West, but I think they're probably going to finish 14th in the West again. And I, you know, if they get to 30 wins, I think that's a big, big jump and a nice level to reach. This team has a bright future because of the draft picks, the young talent, the cap room, but it's going to take time. And this is not a team that's going to be a playoff contender for at least 2 or 3 years.
Barry Trammell is a columnist for the Oklahoma newspaper, and we thank him for his time this week. We're back next with more NBA talk after these commercials on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.